My message today is called Butterflies and the Scripture. Now, this is not going to sound like your normal pastoral scripture lesson to begin with, but it's going to sound more like a science lesson. But please don't tune me out. I promise I'll tie it all together at the end. I don't think we can think about anything today without thinking about COVID-19. You hear it everywhere you go. And how all of us at some point have been affected by this terrible virus, whether it be something personal, a family member, or just something on the TV that you watched that affected you. Well, I thought it was getting a little better. You heard a little bit less and less of people getting sick and people dying. But then the Delta variant struck. Right now, we don't know whether or when we'll ever get rid of either one of these two viruses. And will there ever be a normal life for us again? Someone told me, said, when I said, I hope things get back to normal, that he said, there will never be a normal as we had before the virus. Now, in staying home, and as for all of you, we couldn't visit our friends and our family. We were not able to attend church. So I know how most of you must have felt. So I had to do something to pass the time, so I spring cleaned in the middle of winter. I must say Bryant was a real trooper. I kept him busy hauling off trash. And he was a good sport. He didn't have much to say except, well, I'm glad you cleaned. It needed that. But during my cleaning frenzy, I found my crochet stuff. Now, it's been years since I had done any of that, and I really thought I had forgotten, and I started to pack it back up and put it away. But something told me to practice. So I practiced the stitches over and over and over and learned how to do it or relearned. And at that point, I found out that YouTube was my best friend. I was able to find quick, simple, and easy things to make. Well, I guess by now, in case you hadn't thought about it, but I guess by now most of you have figured out that one of my favorites was the butterfly pattern. I have my butterfly here and here, and I hope you picked up one when you came in. If you didn't, be sure to get your butterfly when you leave. So, although they were quick and easy, every time I did one, I thought about the beautiful, delicate creature that it was, God's creature. So while we still have butterflies on our minds, think about the word transform. There are lots of things that transform. Webster's Dictionary defines transform as this: to change in form, appearances, or structure. Well, I immediately thought of the two obvious ones. That was the butterfly and the bullfrog. Well, when I worked with third grade years and years ago, they were years of learning experiences for all of us, the kids and me as well. My kids loved wildlife. Every day, they would bring in something new. Lizards, grasshoppers, ladybugs, butterflies. And I had one little girl to bring in a black widow spider that was big as my thumb, honestly. But thank goodness that spider was dead, because it was going to be by the end of the day. Somehow or another, it was going to be gone. So I decided to participate in wildlife And I brought in a bowl of frog eggs. We had a grand time watching those eggs. The kids had to do their journals and talk about what they saw and draw pictures of what they saw. The bullfrog eggs were making a transformation and growing. But this venture ended up being a big disaster. One morning, a little girl said, "Miss Bobby, there's something on my shirt." Well, there was a big wet spot. Whatever it was gone at that moment. I had another one say, "Miss Bobbitt, there's something in my hair." I don't mean to sound ugly in any way, but this was a little black girl. And she had a big hairdo. And there was a baby frog in her hair. Imagine trying to be careful and not pull out her hair and trying to get that frog out at the same time. And him wiggling like a snake, actually. But we scooped them up and saved most of them, ones that the kids didn't mash trying to catch them. And we took them outside and turned them loose in their habitat. But we learned a very important lesson with that. We learned that we needed to put a top on the aquarium if we were going to do that again. So I turned back to the butterflies. I made butterflies every day. I could make the size that I make, I could make 3.5 to 4 an hour. But just steady working, I could make about 4 during an hour. And I got to thinking about it. Butterflies, and I never have heard a story about butterflies mentioned in the Bible. I couldn't find anything about the butterflies and its transformation in the Bible. But in searching for this, I did learn some interesting things about what butterflies may represent and what their colors represent. So I'm going to share a few right now, and some of them sound a little far-fetched. You decide if they're true or fiction. It has been said that the butterfly represents inner beauty, transformation, change, and rebirth. And some of the colors they talked about, not all of them, but I picked a few. Swarms of white butterflies mean blessings. In an African tribe, swarms of butterflies meant that the rainy season was about to begin. A multicolored, life and beauty. A jade-colored, eternal love. Red, evil. And black, bad news and even death. And in one culture, they said if you were sick at home and a black butterfly landed on your windowsill or on your porch door, that sick person was going to die. You believe it? You decide. So the two symbols that stood out to me with the transformation, the two symbols of the butterfly that stood out were transformation and rebirth. So that's when I talked to Pastor Carolyn and Madison to find out if butterflies were mentioned in the Bible. And both of them told me to think about rebirth. At that point, a light bulb went off. I'd like to read for you now John chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. There was a man named Nicodemus who was one of the Pharisees and an important Jewish leader. One night, Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we know you are a teacher sent from God because no one can do the miracles you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered, "Verily, I tell you the truth. Unless one is born again, he cannot be in God's kingdom." Nicodemus said, "But if a person is already old, how can he be born again? He cannot enter his mother's body again. So how can he be born again?" But Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, unless one is born from water and the Spirit, he cannot enter God's kingdom. So now we're going to begin to tie the science part to the scripture part. The key words we are focusing on are transformation and rebirth. The butterfly's caterpillar stage lives by crawling on the ground, eating, and probably eating a lot of our plants at the time too. And then when it's time, and that caterpillar knows when he's stuffed enough, he knows it's time to make his cocoon and sleep until it's time for the great entrance of the beautiful butterfly. Now, maybe what we don't realize right now is that we may be in our own caterpillar stage. How, you ask? Unfortunately, we drag around like the caterpillar with our problems, such as family issues, health issues, fears, financial difficulties, and lack of faith, just to name a few. We lock ourselves in our cocoon with these problems, and these problems can consume us and become our way of life. So how do we get out? How do we get out of this fix? We have to be born again in Jesus Christ. We have to give ourselves to Jesus, not just part of our burdens, but we have to give all of these burdens to Jesus. We have to lay them at his feet. And when we do this, you will be washed in the Spirit and cleansed of your burdens. Being born again is a journey that you can do for yourself only. You can talk to every friend in the world and beg, hey, do this for me, do this for me. But like the butterfly, only you can come out of that cocoon. Being born again and being transformed is solely between you and God. So stop crawling around on the ground or in your worries and burdens. And begin to shine in your glory by taking that important step of being transformed and born again. That's the only way, and I almost said boys and girls, that's the only way that we will get into heaven is being watched by the Spirit and God's love. I hope you picked up a butterfly when you came in. Be sure to get yours if you didn't. And put it somewhere where you can see it. And remember your transformation. Renew your transformation. Pray over it. Let the butterfly remind you to do these things. Remember, Jesus Christ is your strength and guiding force. Now, the butterflies I made are just a way for me to show you the joy that I have making them and sharing them with others. When I was working on this 2 days ago, Linda texted me with a picture. You won't be able to see the picture up here. She knew I was working on butterflies, and it was ironic that this is what she text. I'm going to read this. I've always loved butterflies because they remind us that it's never too late to transform ourselves, no matter how young or no matter how old. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.